here. Welcome to the show. I am so glad you are here for this conversation because this is an essential piece of being your own deliberate creator, of really being empowered to create your life on purpose, absolutely deliberately, consciously, instead of just being a victim to the circumstances and situations that we think happen to us. So one of the ways we talked about in the episode 22, if you haven't listened to that, definitely go back and listen to that. Episode 22 is the five aspects of being an energy master. Well, one of those aspects is feelings. And it's a big thing for our consciousness because they're interrelated and interconnected with everything. So when you understand how to master your own emotions, how to recognize when you're feeling shame or guilt, how to have proper things, processes, techniques, meditations, whatever it is, to literally transmute the energy, to transform the energy from the shame and the guilt into love for yourself, acceptance, compassion. It literally takes understanding and learning about what emotions are. Because I don't know about you, I'm sure some part of you was like me, that I was taught not to feel, that I shouldn't feel angry, I shouldn't cry, big girls don't cry, if you cry, I'll give you something to cry about. It was, you know, if I showed emotions, if I showed any type of fear or anything like that, I was told I was too sensitive, which was a bad thing. And so what we have to understand is those of us that have been told, oh, you're so sensitive, and that we feel for other people than we do for ourselves. It's important that we understand and get a greater mastery over our emotions, because our emotions, literally, as Abraham Hicks says, our emotions are our guidance system. They wrote about this in their book, Ask and It Is Given, 15 something, maybe even 17 years ago. Great book, by the way. It's my favorite of all times, Ask and It Is Given. However, the desire factor, The Art of Having It All, Quantum Success, everything, all my books talk about the energy and the vibration and really what we dive deep into in Quantum Energy Mastery, that your emotions are on a scale, like a spectrum. And on one side of the spectrum, those emotions that are good feeling emotions, like passion, purpose, love, freedom, success, joy, happiness, bliss, satisfaction, fulfillment, contentment, peace, harmony. Those are good feeling emotions, and they're also high vibrational, and they are on the side of the spectrum of abundance. They are, when you're feeling those type of emotions, you are in alignment with your divine self. You can be in the receiving mode of your divine self. You can feel good energy, and therefore you are sending good energy out, and more good energy comes back to you. Then there's the other side of the spectrum, which is the emotions of sadness and fear, doubt, shame, guilt, anger, resentment, disappointment, all these ones that just don't feel good as a human being to experience, but we must. It's a full range. So instead of resisting feeling the anger, instead of resisting feeling the fear or the guilt or the shame or whatever it is, understand that that is where you are. It's how you're feeling. So say that you feel fear all of a sudden. You're feeling fear. Most people stuff the fear. So what happens is it gets amplified even more. And then you feel anxiety. It gets amplified even more. And then it starts to do havoc on the body because energy needs to move. If it's stuck, it creates extra weight in the body as resistance. It could create dysfunction in the way the organs function together. It could create skin issues, headaches. I mean, on and on and on. It goes on and on. So emotional intelligence will absolutely improve your life. We have a whole class in Quantum Energy Mastery just dedicated to emotional intelligence because it is so absolutely important for us to master our energy. Going back to those five basics, words, right? Watching your words, your thoughts, your perspective, your expectations, your beliefs, your emotions, and then your actions. So because one of them is so important, and it has an effect on all the others, you can't separate the different parts of the consciousness, it's important to understand the emotions, how to identify them, how to be able to master them, transmute them, and how to choose then your emotions. If you're interested in learning how to do that, I highly recommend you go check out the 5 videos on quantum energy mastery, or just even go sign up, because we're having a new class that's starting, I believe, in next week. So now is your time to do it. And so you can go to thedesirefactor.com/, if you're ready for it, write it down, desirefactor.com/energy. And that'll take you to the page that you need to go to really be able to embrace this information. So emotional intelligence really is, if we want to break it down to the most simplest parts, is self-awareness and self-management. And that's what we're talking about. Self-awareness and self-management is having the awareness that you're having a certain emotion and then being able to manage it, having the proper techniques and tools and processes, knowledge, awareness. But you can't apply any of those things if you are not even self-aware, because awareness is a first step in any type of transformation. If you've ever read any books or, listened to any other podcasts or, gone to any Change Your Life seminars of any kind, there's always a way of saying awareness. Awareness literally is, I'm going to actually check it out on a thesaurus, because I bet you that if you looked at any type of program like that, you're going to see self-awareness, or you're going to see the word awareness, being aware. You have to be aware of the problem. You have to have conscious awareness. You have to be conscious of it. You have to have knowledge of it, mindfulness of it. You have to be alert to it. You have to have cognizance of it. You have to be responsive to it, right? There's a attentiveness to it, right? So you need to be attentive to yourself. You need to have knowledge of what's happening inside of yourself as it relates to emotions. Now, most people, again, like I started saying this, didn't have awareness of their emotions. They were told not to feel themselves. So when I started this work many, many years ago, I didn't. I was so cut off. And I had a realization one day as I was driving. I went, wow, I'm always fighting with someone in my mind. I'm always fighting and feeling anger. That's crazy. Gosh, it was like this big realization, those big aha moments. And it's either like when I'm driving or in a shower, I swear, sometimes working out, but it was that moment of like, if I'm not mad at him, I'm mad at him. If not mad at him, I'm mad at her. And if I'm not at her, I'm mad at her. And it was just this realization that I'm always angry. I'm never at peace. Having that awareness allowed me to look at what the anger was about. And that began years and years since that aha moment to literally let myself be in a place of peace. Lots of therapy, lots of healing sessions. The council, with their information and their energy and the processes that they've brought down through me, literally helps people shift the energy so quickly that it's not going to take you years to get rid of the fear or the guilt or the shame or the disappointment or the worry or the whatever it is, right? Those emotions that just don't feel good. They're on the side of the spectrum that are in lack and limitation, and they always feel bad. So if you know, hey, I'm not feeling good right now, don't even have to identify. You don't have to say, am I disappointed? Am I frustrated? Or am I angry? You don't even have to know that. It doesn't matter. You don't have to know. You don't have to have justifications of why you're angry. You don't have to tell a story. There's no narrative that has to be created around it. It's literally having the awareness that I'm feeling not so good right now. I'm feeling bad. It's having that awareness that, hey, like I did in the car that one day, I'm always angry. I'm angry at everyone. Now, to have that awareness, self-awareness is your ability to understand your own emotions, ideally as you are having them. A highly self-aware person is able to recognize the moment that he or she becomes angry or afraid. Self-awareness is the first vital step in building emotional stability. And other components of self-awareness, of course, and we go deep, much deeper into this in Quantum Energy Mastery, is your awareness and understanding of how your own emotions affect others and how other people's emotions affect you, right? Because self-awareness, as written about in Emotional Intelligence by psychologist Daniel Goleman, his definition is knowing one's internal states, preferences, resources, and intuitions. It's knowing your inner state, not just knowing, hi, yeah, I know myself. I prefer fish over meat, or I prefer to do Pilates over weights. I love going on dinners and vacations with my husband and my boys. I love watching movies. You know that information about yourself. It's not about that. It's knowing, I don't feel good every time I get around that person. What about that person is igniting something in me? What emotion is, I don't even have to know that. There's emotion coming up. Just even having the awareness of this is an energy that doesn't feel all that great. So I want to stop and I want to process it out, because having the self-awareness then lets you do the second. We talk about four different aspects to really being able to, it's four different elements to be able to understand your emotions and be able to master them. There's four distinct elements to emotional intelligence, and all of them are what we go deeper into in Quantum Energy Mastery. On this podcast today, I'm talking about two of them just to get us started, just to get us thinking about it. And one of it is having the awareness, having that self-awareness. If you're not aware, you can't change anything. The other is being able to manage. What do you do when, okay, I'm angry or I'm feeling bad here? Great. Now what? Right? Now what? So now the now what is you got to process the energy. So self-management, once you've identified your emotions, you need to learn how to regulate them, express them in an honest and healthy way. Because the thing was, back years and years before I was having this epiphany that I'm always angry, I used to go into rage. I used to rage like my dad, right? And that's the worst, because it was like the worst thing you see another person you do yourself, and you're like, oh my God, right? I never wanted to be like my mom and I turned out to be my dad, kind of thing. So here is like, I would rage. I would lose it like the Incredible Hulk. And now that I have released all of the buildup of that anger, something still can happen where I feel triggered or angry, but I'm angry about this thing. It's not a lifetime of, they say fuel to the fire, or the straw that broke the camel's back. It's not that breaking open point. I'm able to, I'll just give an example. I was at the grocery store getting a tea one day, and I came out and I was getting into my car, and there was a very aggressive car that came around the parking lot and was skidding and, parked literally right next to me. And I must have had this shock look on my face, because before the woman could even park her car properly, she jumped out of her car and said, "What the is your problem?" Using profanity. So I don't know who you're in the car with right now, or who you're exercising with, or, if you're doing the dishes, who's around. So I will just keep it clean for now. But she said, "What the F is your problem?" And I was literally like, my amygdala, the back of my head, I just got hijacked. And there was nothing. I was like, I don't have a problem. Right. And when I got back in the car after this, it was very jolting to the central nervous system, which the council does a beautiful series of meditations and activations and releasing processes for the central nervous system, which are always just so yummy. But that jolting moment, that's when we feel an emotion like anger or whatever it is, and then it whooshes all throughout our entire body. And if we let ourselves feel that entire whoosh of energy, it starts to release, as long as we don't get the mind involved. Because if we get the mind involved, how could she do that to me? Blah, blah, blah. The thoughts then ignite the emotions. And what happens is you're not actually releasing the energy, you're activating more of that energy within you. So I'll give you two different scenarios, right? She comes by, says what she says to me. I get in the car and I'm thinking, what the hell's her problem? And I start getting my mind involved. Now I start getting a justification. I start putting her as an evil villain. I'm now in a drama triangle with her, whereas I'm the victim and someone needs to come rescue me because she's this bad guy. And so now I got to call in. This is something we'll talk about on the show too, the whole drama triangle. As we get deeper, there's so much to talk about and share, 25 years of information. So when you have this drama, it's like, I would then call my husband, this woman did this to me, right? You know, so now I'm involved in a drama triangle. And when you're involved in the drama triangle, energy can't release out of the triangle. You stay stuck in it. You stay a victim. Right? Can you believe this? Then you tell your parents and you tell your friend or, you know, it keeps us stuck in a very victim place. So I chose a different alternative. I got in my car, I called up my husband and I said, I need to vent this woman. This is what just happened. And I said, I just need to vent that energy out because I'm feeling very angry about it. So for me, venting it, talking it out helps me release energy. And so I release the energy. And then I said, okay, I'm done talking about it. I didn't continue because I didn't want to continue to be activated in my mind and in my emotions. So I hung up the phone with him. I stopped. I literally was at a stoplight now. And I processed the energy in my belly. I could literally feel, this is a skill set that you learn in quantum energy mastery. I literally felt the pulsation of like touching your heart or trying to reach for your pulse. I could feel the energy in my belly and I could just ride that energetic wave, like riding, you know, being a surfer on a surfboard, riding a wave, and I could feel it releasing. And then what I did after that is I allowed myself to feel compassion. I feel compassion for myself because that just didn't feel good, right? That was not a nice human experience to have. And so I let myself just feel the compassion. And then what happened is I released, I relaxed, I loosened up, and then I had compassion for her. I was able to say, wow, that she must have really been having a bad day or something really must have happened or, you know, whatever it was and whatever is happening in her life. I don't have to make up a story about that. I don't have to feel sorry for her. It's not about feeling sorry for her. It's about having compassion. Compassion is like, if you remember, in the fifth episode, I'd have to check on the law of sufficiency and abundance. Let me see, sixth episode, law of sufficiency and abundance. I talked about how there is a spectrum, right? On one side of the spectrum, there's lack. On the other side of the spectrum, there's abundance. I just talked about it in this show. Well, satisfaction is that tipping point from lack into abundance, if you recall me saying that. When you feel satisfied, when you can look at positive aspects, when you can be in the moment, feel gratitude and appreciation, feel that this moment is just fine and get excited for what's coming, that's the best place to be to get into that abundance field. Well, same thing here. When you have compassion for yourself, you're no longer in the lack space of judging yourself. You're not fully in absolute, unconditional, free-flowing love as an energy coming at you yet, but you're out of the woods because you're no longer in judgment, anger. You're not in lack anymore. You don't keep those emotions going. You get into a place in the middle ground, that tipping point of compassion. First, always for yourself. That's what we have such a need for. Is people not feeling sorry. We have a lot of people feeling sorry for themselves. That's not what I'm talking about. Having compassion for yourself, you know, that really didn't feel good. And in a moment, I will look and see why I am attracting that situation since I attract everything and everything I create my own reality. And that was big contrast. And there's some information there and I need to figure out more of what I want and less of what I don't want. I'm going to use that contrast to learn more about myself and what I prefer. But in this now moment, before I go and do all that stuff, I just want to feel the compassion for myself because that didn't feel good. Just allowing yourself to feel more compassion for what you just felt or what you just experienced will put you in a place to then receive in the energy that you want to feel. So I'm driving, right? I feel the emotions releasing out of my body. I felt compassion for myself, compassion for her. Sometimes you can't get there yet, and that's okay. Compassion for yourself. And then you choose the energy that you want to fill up with. I chose joy. I want to be joyful. If that contrast taught me anything, is that woman is not in a joyful place. And I don't want to resonate there. I want to resonate in joy. So that allowed me to feel joy. So self-awareness and self-management is absolutely essential when you are learning how to be an energy master, when you are really increasing your emotional intelligence. Super, super important. It's an absolute skill set that most of us don't learn and all of us need, because emotions, as Abraham Hicks said, are a guidance system. They let us know if we're in lack or in abundance. They let us know if we've got stuck energy. They let us know if there's something that's alarming that we need to pay attention to, like a fire alarm going off in your house. We were in Sedona in the summer last year, and all of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, a fire alarm goes off, and it was like, fire, 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 fire. That's the alarm. All of us were just woken up by this, wow. And sometimes that's what our emotions are. Our emotions are set trying to tell us, hey, there's an issue here. This person is angering you. And the reason that this person is angering you, or that you're getting angry at this person, is because they're crossing a boundary. That doesn't feel good to you. Fire, fire, warning, warning, right? So emotions have so much information for us about us. And when we stop and have enough self-awareness to just stop and pay attention, to accept it instead of feeling like we have to push it away or resist it or deny it or suppress it, we just listen to that information. We are now self-aware. And just stopping to listen to that information actually starts the process of helping us self-manage, helping us manage that energy. Because when we stop and have acceptance, we start to feel it. And when we feel it, then the energy can move out and transmute itself. And then we are free to choose how we do want to feel. You choose your emotions. You get to choose joy as much as you get to choose sadness. You are free, free will and choice. But it is an inside job, as they say, and it is available to us because the energy is always with us. First module we talk about in Quantum Energy Mastery is that your divine is your life partner, because it's your life. So if you're wanting to come on that journey with me, we start very soon. You can go to thedesirefactor.com/energy. Have an amazing day. Share this with your friends. Have this conversation. More and more people need to learn about energy mastery. More and more people need to learn and understand how to apply emotional intelligence. Remember, self-awareness, self-management are the first two of the four aspects of emotional intelligence. So grateful for you. Thanks for being here. Looking forward to many more episodes with you.